Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I wanted to say a special thank you to all of you in class and to our instructors. Yesterday was a record day for USA Prepares. Yesterday, in terms of TalkStream Live, on what they have two rankings. One is live, and the other is podcasts. So for us, a podcast means a rerun. So those of you who are listening to USA Prepares after the live broadcast, that'd be the rerun or the podcast version. Those who are listening live would be called streaming. Well, yesterday, we were seen at the number 6 spot nationally out of all the broadcasts that are being ranked, and there's like over 100 of them. We were number 6. And then I looked at it, and I was stunned. And then we were number 5. So that prompted me to realize that what an excellent job the faculty of USA Prepares does. And the faculty is different from other broadcasts. Faculty of USA Prepares, all of us are volunteers. Now, I'm not including myself in this. I'm saying that, you know, you take Gwyneth and you take Dr. Shealy and you take Rich Sheban and you take Kyle and Sharon and Kathy and Bert and Lindley and many, many of the others, Captain John Reagan, and many, many of the others, and I'm not going to be able to mention them all. But they're dedicated. They show up. They're prepared. They have real-life experiences that they share, and they're willing to do it, and they pour their hearts out. And that's who we are. And it seems that maybe people are paying attention to we're different, way different from a typical broadcast that says, you know, I'm working, I need your money, give me your money, you know, well, I need your money. And that's what a lot of broadcasts do. We don't do that. We feel that if we're doing things right in our lives and we can lead by example, we should not have to beg for money. So, we don't. And that brings me to many points. One point is, why is it that other broadcasts don't talk about the things that we talk about? Because they can't. Because they don't do it. We do the things that we talk about. We have first-hand experience. We talk about wiring. We talk about automotive. We talk about gardening. We talk about off-grid living. We talk about homeschooling. We talk about defending yourself. We talk about how to engage, you know, the other team. The reason we can talk about it is because we do it. And if you think about it, over the years, there have been many, many, many broadcasts on many networks. And here's just one example. They would say things like, you know, buy gold, buy gold. You got to buy gold, got to buy gold. Buy silver, buy silver. And yet, I know for a fact. I know. I'm not saying I think. I'm saying I know that many of the people who say and said, buy gold, buy silver, here's what you need to do, take my advice, that kind of thing, didn't buy gold and silver. So how much faith, credence, and belief would you have in people like that? I don't have much in that. I don't have much in people who say one thing and do another. I don't have much faith in people who say, here's what you do for, here's some real good financial advice, and then they beg for money. Think about that. Now, I know sometimes people fall on hard times. And I know that people's family members get sick. But I've heard people beg on the air for money because one of the family members got sick. They beg for money. A spouse, maybe. And so they say, well, we've got really outrageous hospital bills, we need your money. Frankly, that's not true. Because if you have hospital bills and you can't pay them, what you do is you say to the hospital, I can't pay your bills, but I can pay you $5 a month. Now, I'll take 47 lifetimes, but I'll pay you $5 a month. And the hospital will have to accept that. So do they really need your money? No. No. So what I'm suggesting that you do is before you give people money, think about their lifestyle. Think about what they may do. And I have to tell you that I've seen a lot of chinks in the armor of broadcasters. They say one thing and they do another. Now, I have an advantage that I've seen it up close, firsthand. You know, I used to see these guys and gals. I don't see them anymore. I haven't seen them for a couple of years. Not that I want to. They've all thrown me overboard. But I know what they're like. So what I'm saying to you is, before you jump and do something, make sure you fully think it through. And as I've said to the people at the meetup, and I did meetups once a week for 5 years, and I would say to them every once in a while, I just want to tell you, you know, my job is to teach you how to think. Vinny's not going to be here all the time. I'm not planning on going anywhere, but something could happen, and I may not be here. And what happened was, they threw me overboard. And now the meetups have fallen apart. They've been virtually non-existent for 5 years now. So the plan is, you need to think for yourselves. And here's an example. I mentioned days ago, actually I was communicating with Kathy offline over the weekend. And I said, Kathy, I believe that Hurricane Ida is going to cause some really serious problems. For example, the gasoline shortage in 1973, the Arab oil embargo, was caused by 5% withdrawal from the market of oil. F-I-V-E percent. And that caused massive problems in the United States. Odd even purchases of gasoline, you know, depending on the license plate, whether it was odd or even. Rationing. I mean, it was darn hard to get gasoline. And that's just 5%. Well, I mentioned that Hurricane Ida in the Gulf of Mexico caused the shutdown of all the refineries. And at the time, the media said, you know, some of the refineries. I said, all of the refineries. Well, today there's a report that, yeah, 95% of them are down. I still think that's wrong. I think it's 100%. And here's why. Because the refineries require the grid. They don't have little startup generators that you pull a cord and, you know, you pour some gasoline in the tank and you're good to go. They require the grid. They require a massive amount of electricity. And they require at least a week to start, some way longer than a week to start up. So when they shut them down, they're down for a while. New Orleans is flooded. There's raw sewage running in the streets. There's no water, potable water to speak of. Why? because the grid's down. The grid's down and the sewage treatment system is not operational. There's not one sewage treatment system in New Orleans that's working. Not one. The wells aren't pumping. The treatment for water is shut down. The grid is down. There are power lines across pretty much every road. Pretty much every road is flooded. And if you have one of those airboats, you know, one of those shallow draft boats that has a big propeller in the back, like they use in the Everglades, that's what people are going down the street in, rowboats. Some people are trapped in their attics. Now, is this anything new? No, this has happened before. But yet yesterday and the day before, there were people, after the hurricane hit, they were standing in line with these red gas cans, 5-gallon gas cans. I counted the number of people. I estimated about 100. These people were lined up for a block, one whole block, really close together, infecting each other with the China virus, if they had it. They're in line, and they're waiting hours and hours and hours for 5 gallons of gasoline. Some had two cans, some had three, some had four. One guy had five. Now think about that. That's 7 pounds per gallon, 8 pounds per gallon. Eight times five is 40 pounds, plus the plastic gas can, times five. How's that guy going to get it home? These people walked. They walked to the gas station because they couldn't get there by car, because the power lines are down in the road. And who knows which ones still have been energized, or have they all been shut down? What I'm saying is, we have told you all, meant for years, like for a decade, that this kind of thing happens. And yet, there are people who are totally, totally stunned and unprepared. And they live there. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm stunned. I'm dismayed. I'm just shocked at the general stupidity of people. And yet we have a stumble bum in the White House who has no clue what's going on. And he's telling people,
I call him your resident health promise patient.
Yeah. Yeah. Gwyneth, I'd like you to reconnect, if you don't mind, during the break. We have a pretty poor connection.
I'm noticing that. That's all. You seem to be, if you're talking into a teddy bear, from what I
understand. I think Joe has a teddy bear. I think that's how he gets to sleep at night. It's amazing to me at how dumb the American people have become. And here's, you know, I've been thinking about this for a couple of days now. My thought is, if you had a friend who voted for Joe, the plagiarist, Joe, the guy who stole another guy's wife, Joe, the guy who can't remember his lines, Joe, the guy who abandoned service dogs for the military in Afghanistan, Joe, the guy who abandoned his interpreter of 2008, the guy who helped him, Joe, the guy who abandoned our people in Afghanistan, Joe, the guy who left billions of dollars of weapons of war in Afghanistan. If you know someone, if you have a friend who voted for that guy, who wants to steal your assets with doubling the inheritance tax, is that person still your friend? Are you going to welcome that person in your house again? I'm not.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And class, Hurricane Ida forced the closure, according to reports that I've read, of about 95% of the gas refineries along the Gulf Coast. 95%. So the Gulf Coast is pretty big. And so it looks like maybe some of them weren't hit directly by the hurricane, but 95% are down. So that means Shell, Valero Energy, and Marathon were shut down. And Colonial Pipeline was also closed in the transport of fuel to the East Coast of the United States. So, you know, if you live along the East Coast, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, all the way up to New Jersey, you're impacted by the Colonial Pipeline shutdown. So, it's expected that gasoline is going to go up. How much? 25 cents a gallon, probably. And in January of this year, the average price of gasoline was about $2.16. Right now, it's $3.15. So it's up 50% since January. So, and this is going to drive it up even farther. So Americans who have lost their jobs due to the China virus and due to the companies running out of customers and companies shutting down because they can't find any more customers, you put all that together and people don't have money except that, you know, what the government gives them, you know, to prevent them from rioting, encourage them to stop rioting, You look at that, and you look at the increase in prices that we're going to be enjoying of gasoline and plastic products, because plastic is made out of petroleum. So that means baggies and potato chip bags and pretty much everything that's made of plastic will go up in price. And then lumber is going to go up because, well, they have to rebuild New Orleans. Okay, they're going to need roofs, they're going to need siding, they're going to need 2x4s, they're going to need 2x6s, 2x8s, 2x10s, 2x12s, steel roofing, electrical wiring, plumbing, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, televisions, telephones, everything you can think of, they're going to need. And they had about 11,000 people working on the restoring of electricity. You know, Louisiana, I'm sorry, New Orleans is shut down. The grid is down. So 1,100,000 homes are without electricity, homes and businesses across Louisiana. That's what the government said. So it looks like it's going to take probably a month or more to get much of the power back online. Think about that. Heat waves there right now. So you've got the heat, you've got alligators, swimming down the road. Literally, you have dolphins swimming in the streets because the water's so high. And so New Orleans is a city built where a city should not exist. It's below water. It's below water. And the only reason it doesn't flood 100% of the time, all the time, is because they have pumps to pump the water out. So it's below water. How long can that exist? How long can New Orleans fight Mother Nature? Well, they can fight it until the grid goes down, right? And that's what happened. The grid went down. So we have cities like Las Vegas. There's no reason for Las Vegas to exist in the size it does because it's in the desert. There's no reason for Phoenix, Arizona to exist in the size it is because they don't have enough water for themselves. And the same thing is true for Los Angeles. So someday people are going to figure out that maybe we should put cities where we've got water and we have resources and, you know, it makes sense to build rather than build in the desert and build in on land that's underwater without pumps. But no, we're too stupid to think logically. Common sense is AWOL here in America. Gwyneth Isaacs, any comments?
Well, I think, yeah, common sense is not really that common anymore. And you're right, Phoenix, I don't think there ever should have been a city built there. This has for Las Vegas, I've always thought that, you know, why would you do that? Unless you had absolutely every household with its own rainwater catchment, with a tank out the back, or maybe two tanks, because I live in a semi-arid area, and I have about 40,000 litres, that's about 10,000 gallons of rainwater storage.
How much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An MH-60S helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the sea while conducting routine flight operations about 60 nautical miles off the coast of San Diego, California, Tuesday afternoon. One person was rescued and five others were missing. Multiple Coast Guard and Navy planes and boats were conducting the search and rescue operation. The Caldor Fire in Northern California continued to intensify overnight and is threatening nearly 34,000 structures as it headed towards South Lake Tahoe. All residents of South Lake Tahoe and some Nevada towns have been ordered to evacuate. Winds and very dry conditions are predicted for Wednesday. As Hurricane Ida, now a remnant low, winds down over the eastern United States, central Pennsylvania, all the way through parts of southern New England and southern Connecticut, be prepared for very heavy rain and some flash flooding. There's a chance of severe weather, including tornadoes, around the Baltimore, D.C. area Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the recall for Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California is coming down to the wire, Mr. Newsom on MSNBC says the recall is a Republican witch hunt.
Everybody's upset with everybody in the last 18 months. It's been a terrible, difficult 18 months for everybody across the spectrum. No one's naive about that, but let's talk about who's behind this. It is a Republican recall. It's backed by the RNC. It's backed by Gingrich and Huckabee and Nunes. And so fundamentally, yeah, this is a Republican recall.
Nearly 1,720,000 Californians signed the recall petition. One California voter says Newsom made her switch political parties.
I am. I actually was independent up until last week. I just switched to Republican. Like, what 23-year-old Latina is going to re-register as a Republican? And here I am. It's really upsetting. I don't mean to get emotional, but he has no idea. He has no clue, you know?
The recall is set for Tuesday, September 14th. Social Security may run out of money sooner than later. Tim Berg reports.
A new report says Social Security trust funds are expected to run out of money earlier than expected. There are two accounts that pay out benefits. One is the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Fund. That's expected to run dry in 2033, 1 year earlier than anticipated. The other program is the Disability Insurance Trust Fund. That's forecast to remain solvent through 2057.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And I'm just setting the stage for what's happening so we can talk about it a little further in the rest of this two-hour broadcast class. In the United States, there are vehicles that are unfinished. For example, Ford can't finish the manufacturing of pickup trucks. They can't finish them because they don't have the semiconductors that go into the computers that make these trucks run. So thousands and thousands, like a sea of unfinished trucks, are in these paved parking lots. Huge parking lots. Parking lots that would dwarf Walmart supercenters by many times. They've got their trucks ready to go, except they're not quite finished. So they can't sell them to the customers. Because the semiconductors, the computers, integrated circuits, some people call them chips, they'd be memory, computer memory, they'd be read-only memory, they'd be PROMs, programmable read-only memory, they would be central processing units, you know, for all these features that you need, like, you know, to make sure the door is shut, to make sure that the lights come on automatically because the people who drive these vehicles aren't smart enough to turn their own lights on. You know, the ones that control the windshield wiper speed. The one that controls the left side versus the right side of the cabin for heat and cooling. The engine control computers, the transmission control computers, the traction control computers. The ones that control navigation. All of which are unnecessary. Because we used to make vehicles without computers. And I still have some of them right here at the farm. The bottom line is the Chinese virus people make the chips, make the computer circuitry that Ford needs in order to sell their trucks, and they can't sell their trucks because the Chinese people aren't making enough of them. So what's happening is the inventory of new trucks is just sitting. And by the time they get the chips from the Chinese virus people, the trucks are going to be a year old. It's going to be last year's model. So then what happens is when you go to buy that new truck that you can't afford, you go to the dealer and he says, well, listen, I've got only last year's model. We don't have the new ones, but we have last year's model. And then people buy them and they don't realize that if the computer goes bad, they can't get the chips because Ford and the other manufacturers are using all the chips they can to sell all the vehicles they can because they'd rather sell a whole vehicle for $50,000 or $60,000 or $75,000 than to sell you a computer module that might cost a couple hundred dollars. So you might buy a vehicle and you might have a warranty issue, and then the dealer might say, yeah, I'd love to fix it for you, but I can't because we can't get the parts because the virus people haven't shipped them to us. The Chinese are laughing at us. We are an intergalactic laughingstock. Because we've allowed this to happen. Henry Ford is turning over in his grave because he used to build simple, elegant machines, including tanks, like the Sherman tanks that were used in World War II. Ours were simple. They had Model A engines, two Model A engines instead of, you know, a sophisticated engine. They had two little engines that came out of a Model A vehicle, a car. Really simple. And we could bang them out. And while the Germans, the Nazis, had really sophisticated Tiger and Panzer tanks that could blow up easily one of our Sherman tanks, we would surround one of their tanks with four of ours, and we would just pick at it. And the Tiger or Panzer tank couldn't shoot at all four of ours at the same time. That's how we won tank wars. But yet now we have our military is dependent on the virus people. Our consumer products are totally dependent on the Chinese virus people. And we've allowed this to happen. Because your government, you know, including the guy who couldn't keep his zipper up, Bill Clinton, including his administration, Barry's administration, Donald's administration, and the current buffoon, are allowing this to happen. We used to be independent. We used to be the innovator for the entire planet. Now we're consumers. So what's a consumer? That's someone who eats. Am I angry? Of course I'm angry. You look at everything around you, the fires that are out of control. You look at the shortages. You look at the price hikes. You look at giving money away by the government, which is inflationary to everybody else. You look at all that's happening. These people in government are stealing from everybody and giving to their friends. And also they're giving to people so they don't riot. You are going to find it you can't buy the things that you used to be able to buy, like paper towels. Go to Sam's Club and try to buy some paper towels. You can buy the expensive ones, but you can't buy the good value ones. Because the good value, best value, and that's not a brand, that would be a generic term. You know, the best value, the most for the dollar, best value. Those are the ones that go first. Those are the ones that are out of stock. We bought a water pump for a V12 Mercedes. Brand new from AutoZone. Defective out of the box. The bearings didn't work right. They were sloppy. You could just turn the hub, the spindle, and you could see that the bearings, and feel that the bearings were defective. Had to get another one. Yesterday, AutoZone delivered a water pump for a V8 360 Chrysler for a commercial van, like a small bus. Not for home, a small bus. The impeller is damaged during the manufacturing process. It's not straight. So when you go to spin it, it would cause cavitation. It wobbles on the shaft. It would cause cavitation of the cooling system, which means air bubbles. Lots of them, like what happens behind a ship when the propeller's running too fast. You see all this white foam in the sea. So if we put that water pump in, if we weren't paying attention, like most mechanics don't pay attention, if we did that and put the water pump in, that vehicle would overheat all the time forever until someone took the water pump out, which takes like half a day. So no one's going to take the water pump out and say, I think it might be the water pump. I think it might be cavitation. No one thinks about that kind of stuff. Where was that one made? China. We did two water pumps in about a week. Both of them. Defective. Gwyneth, any comments?
I'm still trying to understand. I've been trying to understand actually for about the last 20 or 30 years why these mechanics have forgotten what a mechanical linkage is. You know, the mechanical thing, the turn a steering wheel, and then the set of arms inside the steering wheel, which go directly to the axle, and then the axle goes backwards and forwards. I know I'm probably getting every single technical term wrong here, but I think you can understand what I'm saying. You know? There used to be a mechanical linkage between the brake pedal and the brake shoes. Am I right?
There was.
It goes from the brake pedal to a computer for the computer to tell the brake shoes what to do. That didn't used to happen, did it?
No, and they cause all kinds of problems because they get confused. So in order for, it used to be, think of it like this, class. If you've ever ridden an English racer bicycle, you know, one of those with the, that's what they used to call them. You know, a 26-inch bicycle, 27-inch wheels, tires. If you've ever ridden one of those, you know that when you squeeze the brake lever, there's a cable that goes to these two little pads, and they squeeze against the rim of the wheel. And that friction would slow you down. Okay? You know that. And you know that they had them in the front and they had them in the back. Or if you pedaled backwards on a three-speed transmission bicycle, there was a brake in the hub. And you know that by just pedaling backwards, the brakes would engage. You know that. Okay, so that was mechanical linkage. Well, that's been replaced with hydraulic fluid and hydraulic lines. And then inserted between the brake pedal, the master cylinder, and the disc brake calipers would be hydraulic fluid with small hydraulic lines. But then to make it, because people don't know how to drive on slippery conditions, they put a computer in there with automatic braking. So what it would do is if the wheel sensor on one of the wheels determined that one wheel was going at a different speed from the other wheels, it would apply brakes in a pulsating manner because people didn't know how to pump the brakes. But they used to. When I learned how to drive, my parents said, okay, so if you're on a slippery, icy condition or snow, you pump the brakes, meaning you apply the brakes off, on, off, on, off, on. That's how you slow the vehicle down. You don't slam on the brakes and come to a skid and slide off the road or crash into somebody. You pump the brakes. But people don't know how to do that. So now we have a computer to do it for them. Now they don't even know what I'm talking about when I say pump the brakes. But you're right. It used to be mechanical linkage, and that hardly ever failed. Now we are fixing automatic brake systems all the time because they fail all the time. You're absolutely right. And where are these parts coming from? They're all coming from China. They're all manufactured with China part content. Okay, so we may assemble it in the United States, you know, and the label may say proudly assembled in the United States. But we couldn't assemble any of it if the Chinese didn't send us the parts. And the parts are coming more and more and more defective. More and more parts are not working before you even install them. And so what's going to happen to that mechanic that spends 6 hours putting in a water pump and finds out that it's defective? Now, who eats that 6 hours? Does the mechanic say, well, shoot, you know, I feel bad that that water pump that I bought for you brand new from the big box store is no good because it came from China? Does the mechanic eat it? Does AutoZone eat it? Does the customer eat it? You know, it now, we another car came in with a water pump problem. This is a 2004 Chrysler Pacifica. Leaky water pump, you know, drip, 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 so the car would overheat. Well, this stupid thing has a sideways mounted engine. It's a V6, and it's not mounted front to back. It's mounted sideways. And to get to the water pump, you have to take the wheel off, the front wheel, and the fender liner, and the timing belt covers, and part of the air conditioning system, and the air cleaner housing, and disconnect the battery. It's like $1,000 worth of labor. The part's only $30. The labor's $1,000. And what did we say? Boy, we'd love to help you. We know what the problem is, but we can't tie up our shop for a day and a half for this. We sent them on their way.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why keep it?
Your take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I think more automotive shops are going to do what we've done. And they're going to tell their customers, Jim, I'm really sorry. We'd love to help you, but we just can't tie up our equipment, our bays, the mechanic, etc., for that long to fix that car. Now, if you look at a Chrysler Pacifica 2004, you'd say, that's a pretty nice-looking car, you know, for a modern car. You know, one that looks like a squashed jelly bean, if you will. But, you know, I'm not crazy about it. It's got plastic bumpers. It's thin, etc. But the point is, more and more shops, I believe, are going to say, I'm sorry, we can't do it because it takes too long. And the customers are going to say, well, how much does it cost? But you're telling me it's $1,000 or $600 to $1,000 for labor to fix whatever that is that's wrong with my car? Are you serious? And, you know, the part is, you know, less than $100, but the labor's 10 times that? That's what people are going to find out. So when these people bought these vehicles, I'm pretty darn sure no one looked under the hood and said, hey, can you show me the timing belt? Can you show me the serpentine belt? Can you show me where the starter is? Can you show me how I check the transmission fluid? And can you show me where the oil filter is located? And can you show me where the water pump is? You know, just so I know what it's going to be like to get this thing maintained. Do you think that happens? Or do you think that the salesman says, let me show you. This is really cool. Look at this display. See, when you're backing up, you can see the camera behind you, kind of shows you that you're not going to back over. He'll show you the children playing behind you so you don't run them over. It has radar to let you know if you're getting too close to the curb, you know, when you try to park it. And when you go to back up, the mirrors tilt down. So those are really important features. At least that's what the salesman would say, right? But he wouldn't say, by the way, when you get to 4 years from now, this is going to be impossible to live with because the cost of ownership will be so high, you're going to want to junk it. That's what's happening, class. People are not paying attention. They're not looking under the hood. Why? Because because there's no dipsticks under the hood. People don't look under the hood anymore because there's no dipstick to look at. Because the auto companies have treated you all like a bunch of buffoons and morons. Gwyneth? Did I just lose Gwyneth?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. There's this movie out there called The Princess Bride, and one of the main bad guys in the movie has this saying, and the saying goes like this: inconceivable. Something that even goes like this: what, inconceivable? And I'm just sitting here listening to what you're saying, and I know that it's all true, because even though I'm not a particularly mechanically inclined person, my dad was. And so he used to work as a heavy diesel engineer, fixing logging trucks and such like, because Rotorua, where I grew up, is just down the road from the Claremont State Forest, which is one of the biggest man-made forests in the Southern Hemisphere. You know, it's, but the thing is, he'd be turning in his grave. He really, truly would. I mean, I bought a garden fork, a little while back, and this is a pretty good garden fork. It was by a brand called Pope, which here in Australia is a fairly big garden tools brand. And I said, all right, yeah, this looks like a well-built garden fork. I'm happy with it, you know. And it looked a bit better than the last garden fork that I had. And there was a little rivet that was holding the handle in place. And I'd only had this garden fork for about 2 months, and the rivet that was holding the handle in place, you know, the D-shaped handle at the top of the garden fork, failed. And I was like, I was speechless. I was like, I can't believe what I'm seeing here. A rivet that holds the D-shaped plastic handle to the hardwood pole part of the handle of this garden fork. The little rivet failed and the plastic handle came off. And this was off of a good brand. This was off of a Pope garden fork, which is supposed to be a really good brand. And I was like, I had to take 15 minutes out of my day to go to the shed and find a hammer and find a nail and then find a nice piece of concrete, you know, that was suitably padded so that I didn't bash my garden fork up, and then hammer a nail into the little place where the rivet had been and into the hardwood handle. And at first I tried putting a screw in, and as I was putting the screw in, a little brass screw broke. As I was throwing it in, and I've never heard of that.
Yeah, get used to it.
You know, and I was like, I'm gobsmacked. There's a little nail that I found, which is, you know, I don't know how long it's been sitting in the shed for, but it was a bit strong, and I hammered it in, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a couple comments about what you're saying when we come back. But get used to it, class. Until we start making things in our own country.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.